this point, and the fact that not one person in that office could explain to me what happened, and if you are the assessor, that I came in, asked for you, and never, ever have received a call. That's not good communication with your community.
I agree with you.
Not good
community. I apologize. Yeah. We've been trying to keep up. This session.
Well, this
alone,
has been several months
622 appeals.
Well, this was before the appeals even came up. So I'm just, like I said, I'm terribly disappointed.
I'm sorry.
And just for you all to know, when I did go into Board of Equalization to file for my complaint, I looked up online on Tana County as to who was on this board. It's not right, because it told us that one of the commissioners, somebody else, that's what it said on the website. So, and then they did tell me, in your office, I think you're in the clerk's office, did tell me, no, it's a community board. Yeah, and that's all well and good, and I'm fine.
They appoint the commissioner.
But that's not what the website said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
just so you know. So,
get with the commissioners.
Yeah, just let them know, because that's not what it said when I looked up online to say that. Okay. So, anyway.
Is there any, and Loretta, we want to make sure and try to answer your questions, but what we're here for is just to set if the value is in excess of what you think it's worth.
I understand.
I'm just disappointed. You're not saying you have any evidence of that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
We understand.
So, and yes, I knew, I knew that I probably would be declined, but like I said, I'm trying to make my statement that, you know, this assessor's office, whether it was previous or not, are not doing their job and what needs to happen, because people can't afford, and if mine was worth a lot more, 22% would have been a heck of a lot more money. Right. But that's just
say one thing?
We understand.
Loretta, did you freeze your property values?
Only on my house is what I told.
But
I was
you did paid. Do it? Though.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure you
Oh, yeah, and
that.
I've done those kind of things, but that's on my personal house. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're trying to decide and hang on to a family heirloom until we decide what we want to do with it, because my mom has passed away.
We've got a lot of people in the county in your same situation,
yep.
And unfortunately the taxes are unfortunately going up, but that's...
I would like
we can
to
only
to have
so
been
much here, so.
Gradual and not so much.
We love to have that happen, but I think after this point it hopefully will, but that's...
We were just trying to equalize things.
Yeah.
Do you want us to make a motion before you leave?
Oh, you can. I know it's a good point, but that's fine. Thank you. I appreciate you all hearing me.
Go ahead.
All right. So motion to decline BOE 598.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. All right, guys. I think I'm going to go back up and call, because I think a lot of these are probably nightly rental.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to...
Okay.
All right. I guess we can deal with him. It's 4:49 and he's an attorney, so yes, he's probably wanting to go golf. No, we're just kidding. Yes, I got him. Yep. I've got 5. All right, let me call him. This is the properties out there by the chateau.
Yep. I think we came to a decision on those already.
This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. I apologize, but we are way behind today. We're going to be here for probably a while after 5, but it is what it is. You have the 5, is it? 5 parcels? Okay. I was able to look at the... what you sent me, and I have done some research, and there's a state tax commission decision that I think you probably want to look at. And if Not that we're trying to push anything off again by any means, but if you want time to review it, you can. But there's a state tax commission. It's VAD Realty LLC. It's the appeal number 10223, and it dealt with classification of a piece of property that was, this one was actually in a neighborhood, and it can be ag, but it was unusable. I think if this is the one I'm thinking about, basically the upshot here is that you, when it's not in one of the agricultural categories, yes, you can still keep it ag, but it's fair market value or true value in money. So it's not classified as like a number 7 wooded area. That's the upshot of that case, and it's a 22 case, and it's the latest classification case that I can find out of the state tax commission actually on a vacant lot like that. But the kicker there was that I wanted to make, that I was trying to figure out, is whether or not, I think your position was that it had to be classified as that classification 7 under ag if it's forest land, but they do not interpret it that way. They basically indicate that this gives you, it's a catch-all, but your valuation is fair market value.
What do you think, I did check on the assessor had brought up that the SEC guidelines that were sort of bringing to this case had been revised. I did find that she was correct, but the language around this had not changed.
I don't think that it has. I was just more of what I was looking at is, one, can we keep it ag? Which, you know, we can. It can be kept as ag if it doesn't have a lot of, I mean, there's an argument to be made. It could be residential even out in that area or commercial. But right now, it's an ag classification, and it's just a question of fair market value or true value in money. And so her valuation based on her land study is at about 43-something an acre, which is the basis of your increase in value for that property. And so I guess what we need is, if you think that that property is not at the value of, that she's got it, that we would need something besides that. But the issue that you raised, I don't think we can get there given that state tax commission case, because it specifically talked about that particular catch-all, which was forest land, and that section that you specifically gave us.
Yeah, what do you make of the language there? Would the case overwrite what the, I guess, guidelines are saying in regard to how to treat forest land?
Well, it's interesting because when I was reading it too, it doesn't, I can see the way you're interpreting it to be just, it's forest land under 7, which would give it an actual value under the, there's the Code of State Regulations, CSR, and I've got that number as well, but it talks about that in there too. I guess the upshot is here, if you want, is it Ian, right?
Okay.
Okay, Ian, if you want some time to look at that and tell us something different, you're welcome to, I'll give it to you. I'm just saying to you that right now I think you're at fair market value as far as the board is concerned from a standpoint of that's what you got to argue. If you still think it falls within that exception, and you can read that case, obviously I couldn't find any case law that would contradict that, but I'm not saying that I did a thorough search and all this paid time I'm doing. But if you want to review that and get back, we can table you again until tomorrow. But if you want us to go ahead and make a ruling on this, then I would need you to talk to me about whether you think it's overvalued.
Sure. I think let's table it then to tomorrow.
I'm going to say tomorrow at 1, but it's going to kind of be like today. We may get to you later. I apologize, but we've had over 600 appeals, and we're trying to get them all resolved and done by tomorrow. If we can, we may have a little bit Wednesday morning. But the latest, we're trying to get it done tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Okay. I will make. Is that what you want to do then?
Yes. Would anyone be able to send me that case, or should I just I do have the number you gave me.
Okay. Well, if you have that number, you can go to the State Tax Commission website, and it has some discussions of case law in there that they felt applied to that particular situation. But I didn't think that those cases actually applied to the issue that we're talking about here. But you can read the State Tax Commission's decision, which is given a lot of deference by the courts when they review these. But you should be able to, if you go to the State Tax Commission website, there's a particular tab that says legal appeals, I think, or legal something, and you can search for it under that, and you'll bring it up.
Okay. Is there still the possibility that I read that and I don't feel like it necessarily pertains?
That's why I'm giving you the time. If you want to still argue that it doesn't apply, then I'm just giving you the opportunity to do that. But I mean, you may read it and decide that yes, it does, and then you want to talk to us about value. But either way, I'm just offering to give you some time here.
Awesome.
Okay.
Last question: decide that it makes sense to talk about fair market value in this case, can I present more evidence with regards to sale comps, or
yes,
is the window for that?
Yes, okay. But unfortunately, we're under a tight window, so please, just get it to us as soon as you can.
Awesome.
As to BOE 559, 560, 563, 565, and 567. I make motion to table tomorrow at 1.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow sometime in the afternoon. All right, Ian? Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David, I didn't realize what today was. So I have a baby that needs to get picked up by 5:30. And I have a board meeting at 6. I think my mom's going to go through with the baby, but then I have all the other kids at home.
Okay.
So I think I have to.
Well, we can keep going. I can stay as long as I need to.
All right. Yeah, I'll do the same. And we'll try to get through these. I can't remember what else we have here that you need to.
I'd love to stay.
I apologize for it. No,
we understand
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So back on page 1, we still have B's knees.
Yes. What was B's knees again? Do you remember?
B's knees is the property that's below Connell.
It's below Connell. That's right. And they were going to try to get us some comps. Is that what I think they were going to do? This is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We have had a late day, and we're calling you If we don't catch you, we'll have to try to call you back sometime tomorrow.